Uploading.
3, 2, 1.
Winner!
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of the Backstage
Banter
Podcast. Johnny, you okay? You're looking quite confused. Sorry, I was turning to blackness. What was that? We've started. Good.
Were you just staring into space?
I was just. What were you thinking about?
I
was just looking at the fact that between Harry's leg is a gap between the two boxes.
There is.
Because do you know, true story, the Arise Kids set is actually just made up of lots of different types and shapes of wooden boxes.
That's right. And so if you are joining us for the first time and you don't really know what's going on, this is where we actually take a moment, sit down together in between takes, and record our conversations.
Just
because filming days are big days. We have
big
a lot
days.
Of things.
Big
that we
days.
Do. We film Arise Kids TV and we just take a moment and we record our conversation.
We do other work too.
We do a lot of other work, and this is just a little bit of fun for us, and we hope that you enjoy it. If you haven't listened to episode one, go back and listen to that. And listen to all of them because they're heaps of fun. But we're almost at the end of the year, guys.
Crazy.
Christmas time!
Unbelievable.
It's a good time to be alive.
Always.
My thing that I've been thinking about is, what?
I had an burp.
Oh, that's good. Again, always for you. Here's the thing I've been thinking about over summer. Okay, summer holidays. It's a good time.
I love summer.
Thinking about what kind of flavour pie we could invent for the summer.
That's good.
That's really good. Yeah. That's
okay,
a good chat.
First of all, are we talking about like a sweet pie or a savoury pie? What kind of pie
are you
talking
about?
Okay, can I suggest something that we could try?
Yeah.
One pie for dinner and dessert and one pie.
Ooh,
that's genius.
Okay,
that's
so go
idea.
With me for a second.
Yeah, well,
go with me for a second.
We're
sometimes
going.
When you have like turkey or chicken, you might have like applesauce with it.
Not a fan of turkey.
Or lamb, you might have mint sauce with it.
That's
could we find dessert. A meat?
Did you say applesauce with chicken and turkey?
Yeah, what do you have applesauce
with? Yeah, I'd have applesauce with chicken.
Apple sauce with chicken!
Yeah.
That goes with pork!
Yeah, but.
Oh, true, yeah. I think I have it more often with pork.
No, stop. Applesauce goes with everything.
It doesn't!
It does, bro.
No!
Okay.
You know what goes with everything? Gravy.
Not true.
Ooh, gravy doesn't go with chocolate.
Correct.
Why
apple
would
sauce
you eat
does.
Chocolate gravy?
No, because you said it goes with everything.
Talking about meat.
Apple sauce goes with everything.
Fish?
Fish.
Yep, you could have applesauce with fish. You couldn't have gravy with fish, could you?
Be a bit weird.
You could.
It'd be a bit weird.
Oh, it'd be a bit weird.
Wouldn't it?
You're a bit weird.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit unkind,
Johnny. That's when you know Johnny. When you know Johnny's lost the conversation, he starts to just insult people. And I don't think that's very Christian, at least.
That's very unkind.
I don't think that's very nice.
Back to the pie, though.
If we made a dinner and
a dessert in one pie.
Yep.
Like, what's for dinner and dessert, Mum? It's the Johnny Heron and Elise pie.
Well, we call it the Arise Kids pie.
Yeah, fair enough. That we invented
it. We're going to let everyone else in the cast. It's just Johnny Heron and Elise.
We're the ones inventing it, guys.
We'll take full credit. But
it's like our Christmas carol that we made.
The Arise Kids pie, you're thinking, look, it's a good idea, but I think when I'm a purist when it comes to pies. I don't like to have many things in there.
That's a purist.
He doesn't want anything interfering with his other stuff.
That's right. I want to know what's happening inside my mouth as I eat the pie. That's what I want to know.
You want to know what's inside your mouth? I don't think you do want to know what's inside your mouth.
Yeah, I want, for example, my concern is if I have this chicken and apple pie.
Yeah.
My first concern
is why is the apple with the chicken?
What if we did a pork
did
and
you guys,
apple pie?
Yeah, did you see? No, I don't like pork.
I've done one of those.
Did you see the 4 PM Mayhem show that we did earlier in the year?
Yeah, the one with the apple pie.
That's right, and the McChicken.
The McChicken.
That was
worked.
It was yum.
It worked and it was good. And so I think maybe you're onto something with the pie. But I think we could go bigger. I think there's
you're
more.
You reckon bigger?
I think we could do something bigger.
Okay.
How about we, first of all, say our favourite pies.
Ooh, yeah,
and then
nice.
So we can mix
solid.
Them together to make something powerful.
I like that.
Okay, yep. All right.
Okay.
You go first, Johnny.
I'm going to go out there, left field. It's probably something that people are not thinking about. Banoffee pie.
Ooh.
That's the caramel, banana and
cream
one.
I would like to reject the submission.
Harry doesn't like banoffee pie, obviously.
I don't
My
like
favourite pie.
Cream. I can't do it.
Well, okay, how long do you take the cream off? Let's not shut down the entire idea.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
right.
I'm just a bit nervous because my favourite part is mince and cheese. So I don't think it mixes well. You don't like mince and cheese?
No, dude, I'm thinking mince and cheese mixes for nothing pie.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, what we should do is we should clarify, are we trying to make a sweet or savoury pie? Like, as Arise Kids, what should we do? Because I don't think we can do
you
both.
You can't mix.
I don't think it's going
to
work.
I really liked my joint idea. But I think if it's summer, it has to be a savoury pie, because summer, it's not like, oh, let's have a yummy banoffee pie for dessert at summertime. You have like an ice block. Ice block for dessert at summertime.
What if you do an ice block pie?
All ice I cream see is soggy pie? Pastry everywhere.
Yeah. That's true.
That's not going that's great. And then if you, like, how do you just lick the whole pie and you lick through the pastry before you get to the ice block?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just giving ideas. I'm not going to tear it down, okay?
I think it has to be a savoury pie, because it's like, you're on the beach, you grab a pie from the dairy, what's the pie?
Well,
the
Arise Kids
pie. Okay. Before we go away from this is my dessert pie submission.
Okay.
Brownie.
It's not a pie.
With, inside the pie, it's a pie, and inside it is brownie and
flaky or sweet pastry
sauce.
Flaky or sweet pastry?
Flaky.
Interesting.
Because it's a pie.
I'd go over sweet.
Interesting.
I'm thinking, like, I can go to, like, the petrol station and get this.
Yeah.
Or the dairy.
Okay, good. I just wanted to clarify that we weren't thinking homemade.
I'm with you now. Okay.
So I'm trying to, I know the last 6 minutes we've had different views.
And I think
what we're trying to build. So in my head.
Very passionate about this, right?
In my head, it's a pie. And inside the pie,
that you can sell
we're
at the
creating
dairy.
The pie that you can sell at a dairy.
Yeah, well, that's why I think it has to be a savoury pie. Because
okay, yeah, now I'm thinking of a savoury pie.
You're on and a road trip, you go and get yourself a mince and cheese or an Arise Kids pie, that's the vibe.
I'm going to put it out there. Spaghetti bolognese pie.
Stop it.
This is the sort of stuff
We're cooking. Now we're cooking.
The juices are flowing, people.
Yeah, let's get them juices
flowing. Okay, what about a...
fish and chip pie.
Ooh.
But this is discussed this on the podcast. Our orders would differ so much.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't want a fish pie. I don't want that ever in my life.
Some people don't like fish pies. You'd kind of divide your audience a little bit.
It's like the fillet of fish. Like, why is it on the McDonald's menu? Shouldn't be there. No one really orders it, and if you do, that's odd.
Okay, cool.
I like a fillet of fish.
So
I've
never had
okay.
one for.
Spaghetti bolognese is good. That's a good
reckon,
shout.
What about a roast dinner pie?
Ooh.
See, you keep coming back to the roast dinner.
Well, that's because I really liked my first idea.
If I can't get them with the dinner dessert pie, I'll get them with a roast pie.
Exactly.
Okay, the bell has rung. So what are we doing here? What are we deciding?
I think the only one we actually liked together is this
spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, but is that the
I think
best
it was
pie?
A stroke of genius.
It was?
Yeah, I reckon.
You think it is?
I think so.
There's nothing
can you imagine? Just spaghetti, bolognese, cheese in there too.
Ooh. But yeah, that's Parmesan. Good, eh? You've done it. You've done it for me, Johnny.
You've done it for me.
Oh, should we make it and then we can film it?
Do you know what we
should
do?
And then put it on AKTV?
We should do that. We should put that on Arise Kids TV.
Genius.
For DIY guys, we should, that's probably the only time we could do it. We should do it, put it on.
Yep.
Maybe that's something you'll see in 2023.
And imagine if we ate it and it was the most terrible thing in the world.
Look, there's a high possibility that it's going to be, but hey, you never know. We could be on to something really good there.
We could start our own pie brand.
We could.
We could, and the spaghetti bolognese is just the first iteration.
Hedge.
The second...
No, we call it Arise Kids.
Nah, Hedge.
Arise Kids Pie.
We made it, right?
Harry, Hedge. Annalise,
Hedge
Johnny.
Is not... H-A-J. Do you want to go to the dairy and get a hedge? That doesn't sound very good, does it?
It sounds a bit like hedge, and
that's
people
right.
will get confused.
Or very hunch. Confused. Well, there you go. If you think our idea is a good idea, and you think you'd like to try our pie,
you should try it at home.
Yeah. Or if you think you've got a better idea for a pie, we're taking submissions.
Unlikely, but it's right there.
We're taking submissions with a pie board. We're taking submissions to the Arise Kids Pie Association. You can send us an email to kids@arisechurch.com with the subject of your email, Arise Kids Pie Board. That's what
board.
It'll head directly to us as the Senior Vice President
H-A-J.
And Executives of the Pie Board.
I'm the Senior Vice President, right? And you're the Executives.
Senior Vice President, that's lower than Executive, so yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
That.
I don't actually know how businesses work.
Anyway, me either. And that's not what we need to know, and we're not starting a whole new line of conversation. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I'm going to say this really fast. Sold to you.
Bye.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Backstage Banter Podcast. If you like what you've heard and want some more, listen to all the other episodes from Arise Kids. If you're a parent and want to stay up to date with all the cool things happening from Arise Kids, follow us on Instagram. Simply search Arise Kids and give us a follow. We're also on YouTube. Simply search Arise Kids TV, like and subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing.